Yellow. Say what?
Yeah.
What is tweet?
Hey, understand.
Hey, how are ya?
Hey, everybody. Oh, you know what? Take that out of program one there, Ty, before we all get fired from a job we don't have.
Take what out of what?
Instant replay.
I already did.
Thank you, sir.
Not at the beginning, though, so if it went out, there's some cannon fire.
Turn yourself down. Immediately.
So yeah, I was hot.
Yeah, you're very
cranking
hot.
Cranking me.
I like it hot.
Wow, mic sounds deep.
And
you sound like
I'm freezing.
Voluptuous. You want my
really?
Jacket?
Nah.
Yeah.
It's just way too bright in there.
What do you want me to do, Tyler? I mean, what do you want me to do? I don't have time for
that. I want you to welcome me back.
Welcome back.
Back to the program. This is the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. That is Mike Carano. There's Ty Ty. Welcome back. Play that out so I can turn off the music. I mean, the lights.
And now we're doing a dark show? What's that visitor pass from? From what? What'd you do?
Call us up at 1-800-LOUD-191.
Hey, everybody. Tyler, you're full of energy. I like it.
Yes.
All right, so the show's back. We're doing good. Tyler's back. All of us are back now. Tyler's got his little other pabby job turned around a little bit so that he can sleep for an extra 40 minutes. Right, Ty? So you're not going to come in here like a goddamn zombie?
Wait, what happened? You quit?
What is Rune doing? What Rune? May Tyler help you?
He failed at setting it up.
So we're not on right now.
No, we are. We're just going out to Loveline.
Why is our call on, Tyler?
I put him on.
And we're on Loveline. Fantastic. So that means we're all going to... Well, you guys can't be fired, but I'm no longer working here. As of now.
So what happens?
I don't know. Are we starting over? What's going on? Are we just going to go with it? I say we just go with
wait,
it.
Wait, am I recording? I don't know. Are we recording over here?
Let's start over,
because yeah,
this is a bad opening.
Good. We're fine, dude.
Yeah, but it wasn't very professional.
Oh.
I don't like the call.
I thought we would have nailed it after 176.
We've done 176 episodes?
Well, once we're done tonight.
Holy smokes.
Oh, shit. Where's my phone? Oh. Okay, what are we talking about tonight? I felt like a newscaster without a teleprompter when I had it on my phone with my notes.
I got a couple of things here. First of all, something that needs to be addressed right now.
Oh, no. I'm afraid.
Tyler posted on Twitter. Apparently, everyone I work with thinks Rocco's Modern Life was a terrible Nicktoon. Apparently, everyone I work with is the worst. Like, what the hell kind of PC crap is that?
What?
They're the worst? Gee, golly, gee, shucks, everybody.
You're just
a bunch of old sticks in the mud.
I wouldn't say that's how that tweet should be read.
You knuckleheads.
Apparently, everyone in my work doesn't think Rocco's
I know,
Modern
but
Life is a good
the way you phrased it
Nicktoon.
Was very polite when you could have said they're...
Who is Rocco?
Mike, they're people I work with, and they're my friends.
Yeah, but
and
you could have said something
Twitter,
horrible. That's what I'm saying. That's what
I
I'm saying.
Understand.
Is you've done a turnaround. You could have been really offensive and mean, and you didn't. You just called them the worst.
Well, it was also a play. It was a joke because it's like it follows the same sentence structure, Mike.
I don't know. I still misinterpreted it.
Okay, what else you got?
That's all right. What Mike brought to the show.
I got...
I have something disturbing to get to.
All right.
But go ahead.
Two things. I was watching this... There's an ESPN special.
Before we begin, anyone on the show you want to attack this week, or are we done with that?
I'm done with it. Okay. So there's I do want to announce my own podcast starting in a couple of weeks.
Oh, you are?
But
really?
I'm not really announcing it. I was going to ask you guys if it's going to be troubling to
well,
you.
We've gone down this road numerous times, and you've done your own podcast, and you've done it.
But it wasn't. There were no hard feelings, right?
Don't care,
Tyler. No hard feelings.
Do as you wish.
I don't know what you've done.
He's trying to drop the dead weight. He's trying to go off and do the Corona cast.
The,
not a bad name,
do
by the way.
Only dead weight.
That's not bad
you
at
can
all.
Have it, the Corona cast.
I like that.
Cheers.
The have you seen that ESPN series 30 for 30?
Not all 30, but yeah, I've seen a number of them.
It's pretty great. I watched the Money one tonight about the financial woes of they focus mostly on football and basketball. Apparently 70% of football players are broke within 2 years. 60% of basketball players.
Their bodies or their bank accounts?
bankrupt. Both. Zero. Oh, no matter how much they make.
Really?
No matter how much.
Oh, shit.
But
it was offensive.
They had people.
What?
They didn't really go. I mean, they definitely went into depth, the depths of it, but they didn't tell bad stories about people necessarily. They did show a bunch of people like this guy made $110 million and he was broke, blah, blah, blah. He did this, he did that. Mm-hmm. But my favorite story of all time, are you familiar with Ricky Henderson, the baseball player?
Yes, he steals a lot of bases.
So Ricky Henderson got a bonus check for $1 million up front, like before he had any money. And his manager, a couple weeks later, said, hey, we don't have any record of that check clearing. And he goes, did you cash it? And he said, no, I framed it. He framed it.
How much was it?
A check for $1 million. Cashier's check for $1 million.
I feel like we've talked about this exact thing on the show.
We may have, but I just saw that on the show tonight, and I thought it was hilarious.
It's a $1 million picture.
Yeah, it is.
Literally.
Only to him, though.
$1 million picture.
Only to him.
Couldn't he have made a copy of it? Maybe employed
Banksy. He's definitely not smart. He talks
not a smart person.
About himself in the third person often.
He played for the Oakland A's.
Do you know how hard
years?
It is to consistently talk about yourself in third person and keep everything straight? I think that makes
it's hard if you're smart. Trying to do it. It's not hard if it just comes naturally.
Mm-hmm. Are we rolling video on this bitch? We are.
Oh, here's another thing that happened today.
No, we were, but now it's just audio.
So why don't we do the dark show? Can we do the dark show?
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, you'll see.
Let me turn the lights off.
We're doing the dark show!
So it's like for the listeners when they're listening.
They turn their lights off too, and we're all sharing in the same experience.
Listeners, if you're driving right now, close your eyes.
Kill the lights. Hit the lights. Hey, so I, like a lot of Americans, even though she's English, think Audrey Hepburn is stunning. Correct? Are you with me, Tyler?
What do you mean, even though she's English? What does that even mean?
I don't know. But don't you think she's just stunning?
Is she the one with the long cigarette?
I don't think so.
From My Fair Lady?
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. Or is that Katharine Hepburn? Yeah.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. Yeah.
Breakfast at Tiffany's, Sabrina.
Mm-hmm.
And she was thought of as, she was just like one of these strikingly, like, as if the girl next door was unbelievably beautiful types. So I was like, I wonder what she looked like in her old age. So I looked her up. And she was a beautiful old woman, but not in the same league as what she was when she was like in her 20s. And I don't mean that every woman is going to be the same with as 62 as they are at 23.
But she was in On Golden Pond.
No, that was the other one.
Okay.
That was Vanessa Redburn.
No.
I know who it was. So I saw her accepting a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Golden Globes in 1990, I believe it was. And she died 3 years later. But all I kept thinking about was, I wish she was still as beautiful as she was when she was in her 20s, which is impossible. But the secondary thought I had was, oh my God, you can see her nipples the whole time.
Like old lady nipples?
She's like a pretty old, like 60-year-old
woman.
Who
are we talking about?
Who didn't have any kind of augmentation surgery or have her face done or anything. Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, not Catherine.
Mm-mm.
Because that's who's on Golden Pond.
Yeah.
Okay.
But why?
Oh, that's loud.
When she's not scantily clad and she's not wearing something inappropriate at an awards ceremony where she's accepting an award, why would she not look in the mirror and know that her nipples are showing? Don't you look in the mirror before you go to one of those things?
Let me check.
This is such an odd show.
What is happening?
I don't know. Anderson's
checking. Catherine was on the phone and he thinks he left his wallet.
Good thing we're doing the dark show. We can't find it.
Yeah, explain to him why you can't just tell him right away.
All the lights are out.
This is good timing for the dark show.
Anderson's committed, though. He hasn't turned the lights back on.
I know. What's next? We talk about how the exterminator hasn't been here in 2 weeks?
Speaking of which, I have no segue there. I just wanted to say that.
What's the scoop? Did he find it?
Find what? No, he just wanted to call. He just wanted desperately to interrupt our show.
Oh, that was nice of him.
Yeah, he did a good job. Rune successfully interrupted our show because we were supposed to do the dark show right off the bat. I really do think this is going to be a good idea. All lights off.
If Catherwood wasn't married, do you think that chick would be trying to make the moves on him?
What chick? Who? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, he gave our guest, a female host on the pre-show tonight, a ride home just now.
But the way she presented it was as if she didn't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like I've had that happen to me numerous times. Don't listen to this part, honey. At parties, like drunk girls are like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to get home. And I live like five blocks away. How am I going to get home?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'll take you.
I don't know. Yeah. Run, drive off.
I'll take you home.
I have rescued many women and brought them back to my place and done nothing because I'm a gentleman.
I like that.
I let them sleep in my bed, too.
A gentleman?
And I sleep on the couch.
Or an idiot.
And in the morning.
After we bang, I go to the couch.
Yeah, exactly, because you don't want to sleep in the wet spot.
That's right. That's not true. Tyler?
It's true for me.
We don't need that music.
I got these. My mom, even though I don't want to get into my personal relationship with my mom, which is very adversarial, and she'll go, I'm buying you this present for whatever, and I don't want it. Well, I'm getting it for you anyway. I don't want it.
Why
I don't
so
want
mean,
it. Because I don't want it. I don't want it.
I don't know if you hear the tone in your voice.
I know. I have a lot of anger.
Yeah, it's filled with rage.
But she's, normally it's something stupid. Like, I'm getting you this fleece overcoat, and I'm like, I don't want it.
It's nice.
Well, I'm getting it on the shopping channel, and it's a $500 coat that's only $69 on the shopping channel. I'm like, I don't want it. Don't buy it.
Is this her way of bringing up sexual things with you?
Throw it in the trash.
The birds and the bees?
No, but she goes, I'm getting you these sheets, and they're like really thick.
What's with all the sexual undertones?
Microfiber cotton. And it's like, she goes, it's like wearing a jacket to bed. And I told her flat out, I don't want it.
Who wants to wear a fucking jacket?
I have expensive sheets that I like. I don't want it. Don't want it. Don't want it. She gave them to me. I put them on, softest sheets I ever had. they're thick. It's like a soft, you're wearing like a soft, mushy sweater to bed.
Are you leading to selling us these fucking blankets?
What I'm trying to say, I have two more sets in my car, and you guys should buy them for me. No, but it's so hot. They're so warm, and I crank up my bed warmer, and I have a little one of those oil heaters next to my bed, and I bought a humidifier now. So my room is upwards of 95 mm-hmm. degrees.
That's good, Mike.
So I'm waking up every night now soaked, and I have to move to the other side of the bed. Point is, I can't sleep in the wet spot like you can.
I don't, and I can't.
You said you don't mind.
I never said that.
You
implied
that. I
said I sleep on the couch afterward. But there's no wet spot because I'm not having sex with strange women.
Stop this conversation.
I know. I don't like it at all. I want to talk to Mike.
You like to sleep in the wet spot. Ooh, that'd be a good Bear Grylls, Man Against Wild. He has to sleep in the wet spot.
May I please ask Michael Carano a question?
Wait on me.
Mm-hmm. Do you have some kind of weird, strange fear of being burned by a shower or hot water?
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't know that about you. The wife, Jillian, she told me about it. And now every time I enter the shower, I think of you, which is...
How does she know that I have a fear of getting burned?
It's awkward. I don't know. I brought it up somehow. Somehow it came up. And
it's not overwhelming.
She said, oh, Mike Carano has that. And I'm like, oh, he's never talked about that. What are you talking about?
I don't think I've ever talked about it with her. I think she's mistaken.
Well, you do have it. And then I said, you know what? He probably does because he has a fear of everything.
It's not something that will come to mind. Like, I check the water when I get in the shower, but often I get in and get burned.
Okay.
Because your hand is not a good gauge.
No, it's not. Ty, what's going on with the music?
It's a classic I've Been Thinking About You by London Beat.
Why are you doing that?
Because you think about Mike when you get in the shower.
Okay. It's a stretch. I got a phone call, Michael. It's been bothering me, and I'm not kidding you when I say it's been bothering me all week.
Okay.
That you have a friend who listened to the show, and I upset him to the point that he turned it off.
Yeah.
And I know you were threatening last week to give him my number. And I'm not kidding you when I tell you that... Oh, wait, I didn't edit it. Oh, I did. I'm not kidding you when I tell you that I got a message from someone claiming to be him. And I need you to listen to it and tell me if it's him or not.
They're not. They're being untruthful.
Are you sure?
I'm positive, but go ahead and let's hear it.
Because I don't know Greg. You can attest to that. I've never met your friend Greg. Last week's episode was named in honor of Greg.
There's no way he would have done that without telling me.
It was called Greg. Greg, this show's...
Oh, my gosh. You know what? That Greg title, I thought that was in reference to the guy at Dr. Drew's.
You're not a very bright person, are you?
No. I thought it was... I'm like, we did not even...
Who is Dr. Drew?
We didn't even mention that guy much.
Mike, you're the dumbest person.
How about you?
No, I thought it was that... that guy's name was Gary. Oh, jeez.
I don't know who Gary is. Oh, that
guy. Producer of Dr. Drew's podcast.
Gary Delabonte. It's huge that Drew got...
Hey, did you... Be honest with me. I know you will.
Drew got Baba Booey to be his producer, which is huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty big deal.
I figured out about Drew's numbers and stuff. I can't wait to talk to you about that stuff off air, but it makes perfect sense now.
Okay, which one of you guys told him to make sure I plug the show?
I told him in front of you last week. Oh, yeah, you were on Drew's show. How'd it go?
It was good.
It's the number one show in the nation. Or it's the top five in the nation.
Good. Well, I'm dragging it down with the same stories I've told on this show.
I don't quite understand how he gets national numbers for podcasts when it's an internet thing, but good.
The internet's only in America, dumbass.
Tyler, could you turn that music down? It's
Dumas.
Exceptionally distracting. I meant turn it up and play it for the rest of the show.
Yeah, the show sounds great now.
Can you play the message that I got, Tyler? Tyler's already heard it. And this is a person that I didn't recognize the phone number.
Mike, please withhold judgment until the very end.
How'd they get your number?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I didn't talk to this person. They left me a message. Is your friend Greg a cricket? Dude, Tyler, come on. Why are you sabotaging everything?
I know. Why are you making it into a morning radio show right now?
And
Mike's about to attack you. I can feel it.
Mike's getting angry.
I'm totally about to attack you.
Mike, something happened with Mike in the last 3-4 weeks where he wants everything. I think it might be the juice.
I think he almost got an agent or something. And the guy was like, you know, you're right there, but this show.
You
want to
know
really...
something? You're very close with that.
Did you hear that?
Like, why do you guys play those stupid sound effects? It just ruins the entire show. And I was like, okay.
One person. You know what you are? You're like worse than that fucking
movie.
Okay,
let's be honest here.
You're worse than a movie producer who like listens to idiots who go see movies for free and gives them feedback.
Okay, well, here's my opinion about that. Mm-hmm. Tyler,
the sound effects are
great. Clearly the wittiest person on the show. I think the sound effects are stupid.
I totally disagree. I enjoy the sound
effects. I'd much rather hear him chiming in than any of the sound effects. I'm glad we can be honest about this.
Don't say another word for the rest of the podcast. This is all coming from one person who might be the guy that left me a message.
No, it's not, that's not true.
Yes, if Greg is now the program director of the show.
If you want to discuss it, do you really?
Apparently. God damn, Greg. I hate Greg again. I was on the fence, and now I hate him again. Because he's ruining
the
show.
Was that the recording that you played? Was that it?
No, Tyler's just being a dick. Tyler's being a dick. Tyler, play the goddamn message, would you, please? I went to great lengths.
I can't see the goddamn letters in here. It's pitch black, and your board doesn't light up.
Uh-huh.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Hey, I understand. This is Greg. I'm friends with Mike. I just wanted to explain that I really think that you're being a real asshole to him the other night on the show.
I swear I got this message.
That you just, like, took control and... just cut him off like all the time. Mm-hmm. And then also I think there's like some big misunderstandings of like what you think I am. Like, my name is Greg, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I really love eating
what?
Okay,
no,
and I wear Abercrombie. Eat, so don't ever call me Roger again.
That's the most confusing part for me. I don't think I ever called Greg Roger.
How did this guy get your cell phone?
I don't
number?
Know, but I didn't recognize the number, and it was kind of creepy, and I was hoping, I'm glad to hear that you don't recognize that voice.
Do you think it's...
Because if a guy that sounds like that has total control of the show, I'm walking.
Total control of the show?
He does.
Do you think that it's Max effing with you?
Could be. Max is our boss.
Max?
No. Max, your friend.
Oh, well, they're both my friend. I don't think so.
Max wouldn't sabotage us. He has the most downloaded episode of our show.
But does he know that?
I haven't talked to Max since the wedding, actually, so I don't know. I don't know.
Max is no longer with us.
Max didn't make it.
Hey, how long is it going to be, like, if Max were to die before you would find out?
That's a really good question. I don't know, because I'm, like, unplugged. I'm not on Facebook.
But also, like, he could just die in a weird, bizarre way, like where he falls into, like, a vat of cement or something.
Like, how long would the authorities find out? How long would anyone?
What if, like, what if one of us were, like, what if Tyler and Lauren are out hiking and they fall into a crevasse and no one knows they're hiking and they didn't take their car? They took a cab there and the cab driver has amnesia.
What?
I don't know what's going on.
What if you guys.
Tyler has a loving family who would be concerned about him. I can't speak for Lauren's family.
Okay, what if you didn't tell anybody?
I know what her dad said to her on her wedding day, though, and it involved her vagina and it was really inappropriate. Right?
I don't remember what he said.
Just to paint a quick picture, or lack of picture for the listeners, we are in close to pitch black. The only light that we really have is coming illuminating from the digital clock on the wall, the on-air light, and a few little, Star Trek-type lights
in front of us. Yeah, it's like really hurting my eyes.
I'm sorry, Ty. Well, you can turn on your light and you can pat out if you like.
I love that you have energy, honestly. It's nice.
He's back.
I broke this thing again.
Did you take a nap or something?
No.
He gets to sleep an extra 45 minutes. All right.
Does it really help?
I went to the snow last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I was very excited to come in here.
I didn't understand that video because,
What?
It was inner tubing.
I was inner tubing and I fell while I was filming myself and it looked very violent and it was.
No, I liked it.
I think I might post it.
I thought it was super entertaining. Yeah.
Thanks, Tyler, for not enjoying it. Do you need me to come in there and put that thing right side up?
Nah, it's fine.
The studio is literally falling apart, and the big board, the big bar that shows us levels and stuff, it's vital to the show, just falls over on its face often, like something you'd see in Spaceballs. Isn't it something like you'd see in Spaceballs?
It's totally something in Spaceballs.
Should I go in there and fix it?
No.
Are you sure?
That's fine. It's propped up right now.
Okay. That's all I was going to do. So I went to the mountains.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How was the place you stayed in?
And I was very excited to come back with more tire chain stories. And damn it, there's no tire chains needed.
Really?
And I kept looking for, like, can I go higher? Well, I maybe need them up here. I was secretly really nervous and scared that it was going to be the whole thing again. Just for those of you who don't know, and you got 30 minutes to spare, here we go. Here's what happened with tire chains last time. Don't let me do that. I was kidding.
It's like, hit the sound effects, Tyler.
It resulted in me taking off both of my... It was the worst experience in the history of tire chains, I'm sure. One of the worst, where no one died. But at the end of the day, I put two different types of tire chains on, the wrong tires twice. End of the day, both of my wheels were off of my car. I actually had to jack my car up on a slippery, icy slope in a national park.
I don't like any of that.
No, it was horrible. It was terrible. But I since have bought some tire chains, and I thought I was going to be a pro now.
The rubber ones are actual chains.
Well, no, they're like metal. They're not rubber. But anyways, went, and long story short, didn't need any goddamn tire chains. But did go skiing for the first time in 25
Good.
Years.
Good. And?
Felt very bougie.
Was it cool?
Felt very bougie. And it occurred to me while I was up there, no fat people ski. It was the first time, and I don't know how long, that I was, maybe ever, that I was ever around a group that large
that.
With no fat people. And then I started looking and waiting and watching because I wanted to see someone humongous on skis because I think that would look cool. Have you ever skied, Mike? I can't
yes.
picture it.
Yeah, I went skiing three times in 1 month.
Oh, it was like one of those things where this is the greatest thing in the world.
My dad bought us all skis 1 year. And
this is going to sound racist, but the Asians, all the beginners, they're the only ones not renting. They all own their own skis and they can't ski worth shit. And it was very odd. We saw that a lot.
How do you know they own their own skis?
Because you can tell what the rentals are because they're all the same brand and the same kind. They have little markings on them. Theirs were all like, when I say theirs, I mean there was like probably 300 Asians in a group and they all had their own.
If you're one of those hoity-toity.
Very loud.
If you're one of those skiers that has to be fashionable and has to have the best of everything, it's incredibly expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like incredible.
It's awful.
You could easily spend $5,000-$6,000
to look good.
Between skis, boots, jacket, super expensive leather gloves, the hat.
Now, I know
the
that there's snowboarders that listen to this program.
The Coke
sure that there are. And I'm sure that people that are into snow sports, ice sports, the majority of them probably bored. Rather than ski.
Banar. I made myself a snowboard once. I took a piece
out of a cardboard box.
Took a piece of wood and I
this cut came out
it
of creativity or
into
or
a
being dirt poor.
Snowboard. I took a belt and like attached it to it so it was like little foot straps.
What are you, the Beverly Hillbillies?
Took it up to Mount Baldy. Did not work at all.
No,
not even. I just stood there.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, my plywood just took on water.
hey, but have you snowboarded regularly with a regular snowboard?
No, I've never snowboarded.
I can't picture Tyler big.
My
big
sister,
lanky Tyler.
Yeah, my sister and my brother both used to go snowboarding, and they
I'm
both
really scared
said
now because of my knee.
Yeah, you know what?
Okay,
that's funny because I think she said it. You could really hurt your knees this way with where you wouldn't with skiing, but apparently snowboarding is very difficult. Like, you know, when you first start, because it's
what do you mean, apparently, as if it looks so easy.
No, but it's not intuitive like skateboarding is.
Right,
like, it's one of those things we have to lean into it to turn really, really hard, and it feels unnatural.
Here's my experience. This
right now, there's
weekend.
People that snowboard freaking out because we don't know what we're talking about.
With snowboarding, I know.
Someone's probably snowboarding while listening to this episode.
I hope.
No, I doubt it.
Really,
well, there are a
really
lot of boarders
listeners
up there with earbuds who are completely in their own world, just shredding. All right, so here's my experience. Like, I was, like, nervous. Like, almost like a new kid.
Wait, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm so sorry.
That's okay, buddy. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Greg will forgive you.
Wait, you know what would be awesome? This would be good. This would be a good scene if they're ever making the After Disaster new movie. There's a dude snowboarding, and he hits a tree, and he's dead, and he's in the snow, and his earbuds are hanging out, and the camera pulls back, and you can just hear us in the background. Apparently, snowboarding's really, really hard.
Not a good scene at all. It's a terrible, awful scene.
Okay, I'm sorry for interrupting. Girl.
What the fuck kind of a scene would that be?
I don't know. It just seems funny.
Is it a radio that he's listening to? Or
no, he's got
podcast?
His earbuds and he's listening to the podcast.
Greg just called and he recants everything.
Ironic?
After he hits his head on the tree, then that's you see
this
the earbud,
Greg,
the bloody earbud falls
Greg
out.
Greg has called and asked me to interrupt you more.
I'm going to call him, see if he wants to be on the show.
Should we? Can we? Please.
We can, but you got to be cool because he's a good friend of mine.
I know that. I'll be cool.
Because I don't want to be in the middle of
like
you guys
cool,
having
like a snowboarder.
You guys
cool
have
or nice?
Yeah, no, like
cool,
like
the kind of guy that does blow
cool
in
like
a party.
A snowman.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, who does blow in a park?
No, in a party.
Oh,
like, you know, other people always say like, "This guy's cool. It's all right. He's cool."
You can't do
let's
blow
the bathroom
under the element or within the confines of the elements.
Kind
that makes no sense.
See you, Rude.
Because it's not confined because the elements are. I don't know. Forget it.
That's where it all began. Where it all went wrong a couple weeks ago.
How close do you think someone has seen a tornado coming and has still like taken the time to like shoot up or something like that?
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, how close did they let it get before they tried to take off and escape?
Tom Arnold was on the pre-show a while ago talking about, because he's an addict, and he was talking about how he, the day the 9/11 happened, well, I guess it was on 9/11, when the Trade Tower, the second when the second
Why
tower
did you
went
call
down,
attention to it? I would have just totally just let it go.
He's like, fuck it, that's it. I got to relapse. Got to go get coke. The world's ending. Got to go out on blow.
Did he do it?
No, he didn't. I think he talked himself out of it.
Do you want me to confess something that sort of fits
Greg
into
Greg doesn't
that?
Exist?
No. That fits into the Tyler's question about how far do you think people have gone before they moved out of the way, essentially.
Is this going to turn to a sex story?
I don't want to tell this story, but I'm going to. It's real quick. I was driving from LA to Orange County. Had a couple of things to do. I was going to see Nick Swartzen for one. But first I had to
go to the
Improv in Brea. Now, here's the worst part about the story is I lied. I lied.
At the time.
Yeah. You know how I drink a lot of water when I'm in the car? And I often feel like my bladder's going to explode and I'm in a panic and I start sweating. Uh-huh. I have to pee really, really bad. And all of a sudden when I get near the door that leads into the club, leads to the restroom, I'm freaking out. I'm panicked. Mm-hmm. Like, I am about to pee on myself. Hasn't happened until the other day.
Oh.
Where I get off the freeway. Mm-hmm. I have to pee so bad, you can't believe it. But I want to be efficient.
It is a Pavlov's dog thing, almost.
Yes.
Where your body is like, all right, well, I know this off-ramp. We're getting close now. And they like the little guys that
Absolutely.
Hold your bladder close, they start like...
They're like, we're there.
Yeah, they start sitting down.
So I get off the freeway. I have to pee really, really bad. The car wash is about a block and a half from the Improv.
Oh, you passed the car wash and it made you think of pee?
No.
And you
pee? I figured I'm going to try to wash my car real fast.
What?
Yeah. Stupidest thing of all time.
No, what you do is just pee in the car and open the windows.
The
doors.
Minute the car was soaked up, I felt myself starting to have to pee. Like starting to pee, but not really, but I felt like it was happening. And I continued to wash my car. I got back in the car and just started peeing on myself. So... It was one of the most horrible, sickening feelings. So you know what I did? I drove to the Improv, walked in and said, I spilled the Diet Coke on my lap, and went into the men's room and took off my underwear and my shorts and rinsed out my underwear in the sink and then stayed in there till they were about a third of the way dry. It was just a little pee. It wasn't the whole amount, but it
was... You should have done.
It was like 2 or 3 seconds of pee, and I freaked. And then I was late picking up the person I was going to Swartzen with, and she was pissed.
Was Swartzen on stage that night?
Yeah.
You should have just gone and sat in the front row, and then when he was doing a set, you should have just like started laughing really hard.
Peed my pants.
And be like, look! Yeah, you should have.
But you know what made me think about is what if somebody really pees, like the whole bladder?
Just let go?
Like, what do you do then?
Well, you
move on with your life.
You can do anything because you've peed now.
What do you mean?
Do whatever you want.
Well, because all I did was take off my underwear and rinse them off because I'm a germaphobe. Right. It was just my own pee, but it wasn't
sterile,
that much.
Sterile.
It was like 2.5 seconds worth of pee.
Oh my God, I almost forgot. New film vault up, The Vaulties. Really good episode.
The Vaulties?
Yeah, we do it
every
year.
Oh, I thought you were being facetious.
No, we do it every year. It's like where we have our top 5 to 10 movies of the year. It's like always right after the Oscars so everyone can finally say, okay.
What was your favorite movie of the year?
Life of Pi. That doesn't give anything away because I had 1A, 1B.
I totally disagree with you on that.
You're weird.
Not really.
You're an odd person.
I liked it very much.
Fucking great. So I've never seen anything like it.
Anyway, I'd
explain all that on the
it's
film.
It's Avatar 2013.
Wrong! God, that's offensive. I'm offended right now. Greg, what kind of friend is this?
Mike, do you have no soul in terms of
what's
emotional
your favorite movie of the year?
Connect between
my
that
favorite movie
versus
of the
Avatar?
Year? Zero Dark Thirty.
That was my 5B or 5A. Can't remember. All right, back to snowboarding.
So what did you have, 20?
I had 10. Back to snowboarding for a moment. The fucking Oscars can have 9, I can have 10.
No, but why do you have a B?
Because I did like one that was up for an Oscar, or at least that you know, like everyone knows about, and then 5B would be like one that was really, really good, but it was kind of under the radar, it wasn't up for any awards, but it definitely shouldn't be missed. Like The Untouchables. The Untouchables was very good. Okay, anyway.
Wait,
that's
The Untouchables was like 15 years ago.
Not The Untouchables, The Intouchables.
Oh.
Mm. I hipstered out, okay?
Never heard of it.
I hipstered out.
What about Lincoln?
Fuck. No, why would you say that? It's awful. It's a terrible movie.
Mm.
It's a really bad movie. It was like a stage play. Like I said this on the film, but I'll double it up here. But it was like if your high school history teacher won the lottery and had like no heirs and really just a passion for like chapter 16 in this goddamn history book, and he just hired Spieley because like he loved Spieley. He's like, hey, will you make this for me?
Is that how they do history books?
Feels no.
Chapter 16, the 16th president.
Mm-hmm. That's how they do it. Was Lincoln the 16th?
Yeah.
I don't know. So back to the snowboarding. I'm going up the mountain, and I didn't tell this to Jill's, but I was really nervous. Like I felt like a new kid in school because I was intimidated by the sport. I haven't done it since I was like really young, and I've heard all these stories about the goddamn snowboarders who have taken over the mountains. You know, last time I was out there, it was like all skiers. I was like in the early 80s. Really,
apparently,
been a long time. So I've heard horrible stories about how they just fucking shred by you and like knock.
Are they gonna jump through over a tree and land right in front of you?
Fucking skiers are fucking fags. You know, like I was afraid of being bullied.
Yeah.
I was scared. Tyler, you got some kind of dialogue going on in there?
Yeah, I got some friends.
No, I mean like the movie dialogue. Should we stop and let you play your clip?
Mm-mm.
No.
I'm just playing some sweet shredding the gnar music for.
Oh, that'd be sweet. Yeah, play it. Okay, so I was really concerned. I was worried. I was like being very, but I was trying to be cool with Jill. And plus, you got to be cool around everyone else. It's kind of like when I was in jail. Like I have to pretend like you know I know what I'm doing.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, and you don't really know until you actually put the boots on and you put the ski. You put the boot in the ski and like, I was picturing me putting the boot in the ski and then just sliding into everyone. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was, but I remember pizza French fries. So I was okay.
What is that?
It's where you make the skis into a pizza shape to stop. French fries to go.
I didn't know there was a food.
Pizza French fries. Well, I learned when I was like six.
Pizza French fries.
You're doing black diamonds.
They didn't mention crinkle cuts, did they?
By the end of the day, I was at the top of that summit, coming all the way down.
Should be sweet potato fries because they're healthier. Yeah, there you go. That's snowboarding right there. This is a snowboarding montage.
Is it really snowboarding?
You're like going by and like spray painting things.
Yeah.
Like that video game?
And you've got your big hair all flipped up.
But right now you're failing at jumps, and then by the third or fourth try, you're making it, and your girlfriend's off the side clapping hysterically with her high gap jeans on and her bright pink jacket.
This is Gleaming the Cube.
Oh, is that what this music's from?
Sounds like it.
Sounds like it. No, Gleaming the Cube.
So what happened like when you got out there on your skis? Dirty.
So I get out there, and you know I go on the beginner run, obviously, first, which was really great. It was like a nine-minute run. No, it was like a four and a half, five-minute run.
You're making me want to go skiing now.
It was great. It was really, really great. And it turned out it was just the opposite. There was about 30% of us were skiers, and 70% were snowboarders. Nothing against – I'm sure there's some fabulous, nice people that are snowboarders, but there's something about human beings in general. Like, human beings are just terrible people. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And they, as soon as they put on the garb – like, I saw a guy, actually, he was on the bus with us, and he was cool. And then as soon as he got out there and he put on the garb, he became like that dude. Like, fucking bored, and what's up, brah? I'm fucking gonna shred all day, bro. And it was the exact opposite, where I was afraid that they were gonna be, like, whipping around me and making me feel like an ass, and, like, shredding and smashing me with snow. What is it, spraying me with snow? They were just terrible. They were all sitting on their asses. Lots of them were chicks. And they were just littering the entire run. Like, I did a GoPro video of the entire thing. You can see me.
Wait, where'd you put the GoPro?
Right on my chest.
So did you try doing it on the ski?
No, because I didn't have the mount. But I was literally slaloming in between, and you can hear me bitching about it. They're just saying, like, they're literally fucking literally littering the entire run. The snowboarders everywhere. And what they do is they fall back, they sit on their ass, and then they just sit there. They don't get up. They sit there and take in the elements.
You sound like such an angry, rich white man.
Enjoy nature. It's ridiculous, though, Titan. It really is.
Well,
it was awful.
When snowboarder,
when I go to the snow and the mountains, I take a boogie board because that's what I am.
I like that. You ride in your stomach?
They got waves?
How do you turn?
It's fun as shit.
How do you turn?
You completely turn your body and you either spin out or you turn.
Wait, awful. You go on a lift?
No. You just trudge up into like
Tyler, why is this like hill. The I'm a poor boy episode for you? I once tried to make a...
I am a poor boy.
I think that whole snowboarding thing...
I've never been
thing.
On a lift.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, it's terrifying.
Really great. We gotta go.
It's terrifying.
It was like $45 or something. It's not bad. We gotta
go. What if it's like that movie and we get stuck?
Frozen? It's not gonna happen. We need
to
all
Mike's
go.
Tender ass.
We need to all go.
The skiers hated snowboarders when it first became popular.
That's what I kept hearing, and everyone was like warning me.
But and the snowboarders are, by and large, they seem to be like Sean White's without the success.
What Jillian and I noticed was the more garb they had, the more like bandanas around their face and the earbuds in, like the skull to make it look like they're a skeleton or something, you know, cruising down the mountain. The more they had of that stuff going on, the more they were sitting on their ass, not being able to do anything. The people that just looked like normal, maybe had a little beanie on or something, they were good.
Yeah. I got to be honest with you. When I see the motorcycle guy come cruising down the street and he's wearing the skull mask that covers his whole face, that kind of freaks me out.
You should get a motorcycle.
Thinking about it.
Yeah, I can see
thinking about getting a motorcycle, a little sidecar. Not kidding.
I know.
Just the sidecar, though.
That's just going to leave it
awesome
in my parking
space. A little steering
space.
Wheel? Just the sidecar. Wait, I've seen that. No, yeah, and then you got to set it up with a steering wheel, and then you have the bike also, but you actually just ride both of them.
No, man, you just go to biker bars, and when they're not looking, you just hook up onto their bike, and they take off.
That's how I tow
get your ride home.
We talked about that on this show, the Ural. I was thinking about buying a Ural. It's $10,000 for the motorcycle and the sidecar.
Two Urals at the same time.
Yeah.
So I thought of Tyler a couple days ago. I was watching TV, and I thought of him big, and I got
thought
angry.
Thought of me big.
This might, I don't know how this is going to come off. I don't know. It could be stupid. I don't know. I apologize in advance if it's dumb. But this literally happened. I was multitasking, doing something. I was sitting with Jill's. TV was on, and a commercial came on.
That doesn't count as a task, by the way, sitting with your wife.
No, I was doing something else.
Oh, oh. You've never been married.
That's true.
I'm quadruple task. I'm doing it all right now. I'm sitting down. I'm talking to the microphone. I'm wearing shoes. That's four.
So there's this horrible ad.
Breathing.
About coughs. It's like for cold medicine, and it's talking about the coughiquences. And I become enraged, right? But I keep my silence, because it's like Jillian. All poor Jillian does is hear me bitch about everything. Like all day. Just constantly commentary on everything.
It is enrageous, though.
Wait till you get senile.
The very next ad was for a bank, and they have points that you can collect, and you gotta get their BankU card.
No.
Yeah.
No friggin' way.
And then the rage erupts, and I go, what the fuck? Is Tyler writing these ads? What the hell's going on, really? And Jillian wasn't paying attention at all. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, they just fucking called the thank you card a bank you card because it's from a bank. And I was pissed.
Which bank was that? Because if it's Wells Fargo, I'm moving my money.
So I...
All 400 of it.
Jillian doesn't know what I'm talking about. So I hit the little button that takes it back 30. Boop, and there it is. And I'm paying attention now. I'm no longer multitasking. I'm watching. And it says clear as day, thank you card. Somewhere in my head, I heard bank you card. Now I'm pissed that it doesn't say bank you card. They don't call the bank you card. It's so simple. It's right there in front of
it's
them.
It's right there.
Why they should they call it a bank you card. Yeah. I'm an asshole.
That's great. That's great.
Hey, I understand.
Hey, buddy. So, yeah, I thought it was a thank you card.
I wonder what kind of mental illness that is where, what if you just applied that to every commercial you saw? What
do you mean? Do you understand this is basically my life?
Yeah, it is, huh? You're
the most productive I am at work is we have this like 1 hour meeting once a week where we like kind of all talk about our shows and stuff, and I just sit there and they're like a kid with autism or something, and I like blurt out a pun and they're like, yeah, do it, we'll do something with that. It's the most useful.
Like,
I am.
Will somebody please make this guy stop?
It's probably
this?
True.
It's what? Very uncomfortable.
Let
for
me
us.
Know what they do with it.
What?
Go on.
Like, oh. When they say they'll do something with that,
they do it.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like, give us an example.
Have we seen the billboard?
Just like dumb pun things.
Dumb pun.
No, it's not like it's on the show. It's on like a tweet to the go.
Oh, oh,
Mike.
Oh. I didn't mean to be like, oh, like oh, TV big deal.
Your
I thought you meant like
you're
doing some kind of billboard campaign.
To kind of transcend tweets. I'm gonna be honest with you, Ty.
I don't know what that means.
You're better than tweets.
What is? You don't even know what a tweet is.
What is tweet? Should we take a couple calls here?
Yes.
I'll tell you something. I'm not happy with Vine, how it's working out. I used your method that you sent me, Tyler.
I don't know what Vine is.
And the one I did it over and over and over. Finally made the video a little shorter. Thought I was too close to the 6 second mark or 7 seconds, whatever it is. So I backed up like 5 or 6 frames, and it uploaded and it played. And then about 5 minutes later, it went back and it was gone.
Hey, how is Drew's
podcast? I
don't
tell you. I don't have
it was fun.
How long were you on it for?
I don't know.
Can you ballpark?
By the way, you can't be mad at the program for not working right when you're hacking it.
Well, tonight I saw the, for the second time in like a week and a half, I saw the Ghostbusters car, and it was in Beverly Hills, ran out of gas, like on a side street, and the guy was embarrassingly siphoning gas from someone's car and walking it to the Ghostbusters mobile and putting in like a gallon at a time. He was definitely not happy with the fact that people were pulling over left and right to take pictures of it. And as I did, but I made a Vine, with like 10 or 12
what
different clips.
What is Vine exactly? Is it just, it's
Twitter, like a Twitter app, but you
Instagram,
get 6 seconds or 7 seconds. And the cool part about it is, which I think you would dig, Tyler's good at it. I don't know what I'm doing. When you touch the screen, it's shooting. When you let go, so you can do time lapses. You can get like 150 clips in there if you're fast.
But We can't do that with a number of apps. I mean, this is just this all about
is,
sharing.
This is instant. Like you want to, you see something you want to share, and you just go. You can just go around. You can make a little short film. You can do whatever you want, and it uploads to Vine, which we'll share with Twitter and Facebook as well. I don't think it's going to last, but it's kind of cool technology. I like when you touch the screen; it's rolling.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm so overwhelmed with sharing.
Yeah,
I'm so overwhelmed. Yeah. I feel like I got to pay attention to everything. So I just
you're missing out on my award-winning series, Jack Malone, Private Eye.
Yeah. But Tyler knows how to do it. Like, I can't seem to be enthusiastic about it.
What kind of award did you win there?
I just self-proclaimed an award. Now, I don't care about like tweets anymore or Facebook likes or anything. Like when I just see a little thing on my iPad that I got a Vine like or a follow, I'm like, yes, come to me.
You know what's you know who's the Vine expert is Steve Agee, apparently, according to one of our listeners.
Steve Agee.
Yeah, Steve Agee. That guy's good. My favorite is JC Catlin. I don't know how his last name's pronounced.
What's going on?
His vines are hilarious. Will Sasso is really good too.
I didn't even mean like hilarious, but somebody, one of our listeners sent me a link and said he's the master of how to jack Vine and do all these custom things on it. And then I found out that I know him, but then I found out that Steve Agee closed his Twitter account with 1 million followers because he didn't like the negative responses he was getting.
He would not get along with Greg.
I sort of respect that.
Does Greg know that last week's episode was named after him?
I don't think so. I didn't know it was named after him. I thought it was named after the guy from Dr. Drew's podcast.
Which would make no sense, Mike.
Why? I know, but I don't know. I thought we might have talked about it. I don't know. I don't
know. Mike, that's the weirdest thing ever. There's a guy, his name's not even Greg. He's some kid that books for Drew's podcast over there. Why would we there's like no correlation.
I don't know. I don't know why. I just assumed it was about him.
Mike, do you have a crush on Gary?
Oh, Gary's his name. Yeah. No.
Delamonte, yes.
I knew it was Gary, but then I thought, oh, I screwed up and it's Greg. I don't know. What am I talking about?
So you're over there for an hour.
I literally can't see you guys. I'm just staring into the abyss.
Yeah, because we're in the dark.
And the abyss looks bad.
You're over there for an hour.
Yeah, least an hour.
Yeah. How'd that go? It went good? You just told a lot of stories?
I'll tell you, yeah.
Did he just sit there and laugh and like wring his hands?
It definitely wasn't ideal because I definitely left there with regrets. Like, for one, I said, he asked me some questions, and I said, I don't really want to talk about that because I don't want to go into the same stuff I did on the last podcast I was on where I was too honest and I regretted everything. And he's like what? And I went right into it. The gun story, I went right into it.
Why
everything.
Would you do that?
I just started talking, and then he goes,
don't give him, are you giving him credit? Like, he completely, totally Obi-Wan'd me, you know?
Maybe.
I had a choice.
But he, no, he didn't. I did it to myself completely. Yeah. But then he goes, well, why don't you ask me, when we come back, ask me some questions. Think I did?
No.
Yeah, I kept talking about me whole time.
That's weird, because that's not like you.
I even did this. I was in the middle of, this is going to sound, I was going to say I was in the middle of a story, and he interrupted me, and I went, hold on, let me finish the story. I told the story about my apartment. I told like 5 long stories that I probably told.
But you
on
walked
show.
In on your on Stompy. Did he? What, did he have the reaction you were looking for from us?
I don't know. But you want to hear what you want to hear.
You don't know.
When I drove
Mike
to the studio.
Listening.
This is what a commitment I make.
Oh my god.
To you guys as a family, as part of the family of this podcast and the other show.
What other show?
Talking to you too, Tyler.
What show? What other show?
Because now I feel bad about saying not to play the sound effects. What day did I do the podcast? I don't know. Whatever day it was.
I'd like to say for the record that I called Drew a cunt to his face. Like, sorry for the language, but I was very angry at him and I called him that when he invited you down to his podcast. And I'm like, you know what, Drew, you're a real fucking cunt. I mean, I've asked you to help me here and there and you don't, and you're inviting Mike down, you barely even know him. And I'm with you every goddamn night, really? Oh, I'll have you down. I thought you wouldn't want to have to deal with Corolla.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
And I'm like, Drew, I can hold my own. I'm fine.
I'm glad he wasn't there.
I used to do a show in there, like, weekly. What are you talking about? Who cares?
They have a new studio.
Drew's so awkward around me. I don't know what his deal is.
Did I tell you that I called Sandy?
He's gonna piss me off.
I called Sandy.
He's an asshole.
To make sure him and Donnie weren't, it wasn't going to affect our friendship if I did that show.
Yes, you did. Okay, I'm sorry I cut you off.
Oh, before
Greg,
I went down
Greg,
there.
I do apologize as well.
He's an asshole.
Whatever day it was, I wake up in the morning to all of my sinks, toilets, everything not working.
Yes, you were tweeting me that.
Yeah, so I freaked out, called the landlord.
You should do a Vine video of that.
I should have. Yeah. Too late. Mm-hmm. But the plumber's coming over at 2. That's when I have to be there. But I don't want to cancel, and I'm not going to cancel. So
cancel
I left.
Cancel who? The plumber?
Oh, yeah. Either one.
You sent me a text saying there's a man who doesn't speak English in my apartment right now by himself.
I left. And so I left. I get a text from Gary saying we're running about 25 minutes late. So you know what I did? I swung a U and went home thinking I'm going to give this like 3 or 4 minutes. Hopefully I'll catch the guy. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to leave the front door open because I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
So I go in there. He's already there now.
Is he going through your stuff?
Okay. Let me point out.
Is he sitting in your Star Trek chair?
No, that's not over there right now. So I went to the bowling alley to pee, by the way, down the street, because I didn't want to pee in the toilet when it wasn't flushing. So I went to the bowling alley
to
pee.
Why don't you just pee yourself in the car again?
She just peed down the sink.
I thought of... You can't. Everything was stopped. Everything. At both bathrooms. Kitchen, everything. Nothing was... Because I went and turned everything on to see which one was draining. None of them were draining. So I went to the bowling alley to pee. I came back to hopefully intercept the plumber. He was there.
Frames.
He diagnosed it completely wrong. He goes, it's the back.
Moments to spare.
No, he goes, it's the back bathroom. I went, no, it's not. He goes, it's the back bathroom. I went, no, it's this one right here. The up.
And you pointed up.
Yeah, I pointed up at the.
You got
the
upstairs
pipes.
Now?
Yeah.
Mike, moving up in the world. Look at
I
love
it. I like this place.
You can
and he
stomp
goes, no, it's the
now.
Other. And I went, no, it's this one. So
if you ever miss Stompy, you could go upstairs.
Okay, well, tell me this doesn't bother you. And I talked about this on Dr. Drew's show, but tell me this isn't going to bother you. I don't know about Tyler, but I think it's going to bother both of you guys. It's my place. It's where I live. Neither one of my bathrooms is working.
Right.
I went to the bowling alley to pee. I came back. The plumber was there. He peed in my toilet.
That doesn't bother me. He was testing it.
I know, but...
You gotta test it organically.
No, he wasn't testing it, but he knows there's a plumbing problem, and he peed in my toilet.
That's kind of
weird. He doesn't think I'm gonna notice that?
He's a plumber, though. He's probably...
Well, now he has to fix it. Now he's committed, right?
Yeah, that's got to be his own thing. Like, he's like, now I can't, you know, get lazy and walk off the job because I've left some of my
pee. He likes to put a little bit of himself in every job.
Yeah.
What's his name, Bubba?
Gosh, you guys. Okay, I'm not going to go over the entire ad, but have you heard the follow-up ad? They, like, addressed some of our issues.
I know.
Like, why does his mom work for him? The guy's like, his mom is, like, 90 years old, and she works there, like, 2 days a week. They, like, answered our questions.
It was really kind of odd.
No.
I don't know. How local is that? Is Mike Diamond just a local thing, like The Wiz is in New York?
I have no idea.
Yeah, neither do I guess, because I don't listen to enough radio out of state.
The small good plumber.
I actually thought Tyler would know the answer to that because he's in social media. He'd be like, oh, yeah, Mike Diamond.
You can look it up online, I'm sure, the Mike Diamond ads. And they're getting really odd and kind of bizarre out here in NLA. And they have like a Mexican dude with a really bad fake accent.
Yeah. It's a hick uncle named Uncle Bubba.
Bubba, who sounds like he's from Southern Texas. He's like a stereotypical plumber.
But his cousin sounds like he just hopped over the border.
He sounds like a cartoon.
Yeah, like a cartoon Mexican guy.
We're going back to this well.
Bubba
two episodes ago.
Doesn't want him to go work for Mike Diamond, the squeaky clean white
smell
plumber.
Smell good plumber, yeah.
Yeah, he's also
he
white.
Very white, yeah.
So,
Well, it's the smell.
I heard Diamond is not even his real name.
Yeah. So they address that issue?
Yeah.
His name is really Diamond, Uncle Bubba. And I met his mom. She worked there 2 days
says,
a week.
Yes, my son's name is Diamond.
In fact, coincidentally, I met his father in the war. I was in the war, too.
What?
It's a weird ad campaign. Yeah. It's very bizarre.
Is someone over there really rich and just losing their mind and demanding that these commercials be the ones that they go with?
I do like
Mike
how
Diamond,
they,
I would say.
They did address some of the issues that we had with it. So thank you to all our listeners for getting
the biggest issue is the fact that these people run about 400 or 500 ads a day on expensive radio stations and television stations.
There's a big issue.
There's no way they're the cheapest plumber.
99 cents for almost any drain. Almost. Remember that?
If it was 99 cents, I would just call them up and say my drain's clogged to make the guy drive over there, use like $8 worth of gas.
That's nice.
And I'd be like, cha-ching, I'm making money right now. Here's a buck. Keep the
penny. I don't know why you do that.
I don't know why I'm even talking
why
about.
Why you do that to someone?
This is the worst. This is the worst show for me to. And now it's my podcast is starting in 2 weeks.
Well, you're doing it with Drew? Is that what's going on?
No.
What's happening? No. What's with the
He's
spring in your
Adam.
Step?
I just was going to run
it. Did this would-be agent tell you that you have to go out and do your own podcast? Is that what happened here? What's happening here? What's going on? This feels weird.
It shouldn't feel weird.
What's happening here?
It shouldn't feel weird. Why does Tyler have his back to us?
Because I'm turning my back on you.
So here's what I've gathered.
Thanks for the simple answer. I have no more questions. Okay.
Here's what I gathered. Greg listened to the program. That's Mike's friend. And he was not a fan because Greg is an Emmy winner and he...
Hey, I understand.
Hey, Greg. He makes professional products with beginnings, middles, and ends, and no one talks over each other. Very polished.
Arcs.
He's like the Mike Diamond of writing and produced entertainment.
Hey, I understand.
He liked what he heard in his buddy Mike's voice, though, and what his buddy Mike was trying to say.
He's got a take.
Listen, man. These other guys, they're dragging you down. Now, I can get you an agent, but you need to do your own podcast.
He held him like this
podcast.
Around the arm, like pointed at the stars with his palm.
You need to do your own podcast where no one can interrupt you. But here's the joke that Greg doesn't know, is that Mike is the only man in the world that could probably interrupt himself. And he's going to be doing that on his own podcast, which actually might get him more listeners because it could be
How would I do that?
So impressive. I don't know. Phil Hendry does.
Okay, so I'm on the 405. Can I interrupt that for a second?
Yeah,
I'm at Carney's getting a hot dog. Wait. Social distortion 2 weeks ago. I want to tell you what happened there. Wait, I'm on the 405. Will you shut up?
Hey, I understand.
Hey, Greg. How are you, buddy? So is that close to the reality of it all, Mike?
No.
What is going on with the 80s? All right, should we take a couple calls and then we'll get a Splitsville?
Well, first I have a question. Not a question.
An announcement?
A philosophical.
Conundrum?
Well, here's... This may go nowhere. So after moving stuff and sitting in a lot of traffic, pretty starving, I went to Carney's. I know I'm not supposed to eat that stuff, but I went to Carney's and got a Red Hot, which is a Polish... doesn't matter what it is. It's a hot dog place on Ventura Boulevard. And I'm sitting there. No, but do you ever go somewhere by yourself and you're contemplating life a little bit and you're exhausted? That's the state of mind to be in to actually notice this. And I'm looking around this hot dog place and there's like an old lady sitting there hunched over her burger. Clearly, she just gave off the vibe of loneliness, but not depression. And it just kind of occurs to me sometimes, because we all go into life thinking we have to achieve this and achieve that, and we're dissatisfied because we don't have enough, or we need this, or we're losers, or whatever we think in our lives. And I'm looking at her, and it's kind of just what life is. You just sit there and eat a hamburger by yourself when you're 75. No, but you know what I mean?
That's depressing.
No, I know it's depressing, but I started thinking about her life. Like, what does she do? Like, has she worked, and now she's retired, and she lives in an apartment somewhere, and she's by herself, or did her husband die, and then she goes to Carney's now and gets a hamburger once a week or something? But it wasn't like that. She wasn't that old. It was just a woman sitting there eating her burger, clearly alone and clearly used to being alone. And then I looked around and I saw the other people that were alone. Granted, I'm alone sitting in there. Mm-hmm. So I had to try to like put a focused face on, like I have somewhere to be. I just need to get some nutrition in me before I go back to being a success.
Why? You didn't want to be associated with the loneliness?
No. It was actually a positive thing because I kind of went like, oh, this sort
There's
of makes
a lot
me
to
realize.
Be said for a quality of life
yeah.
and how
yeah.
I think that. And Drew and I get into this often, and he thinks that people who kind of give in to the quality of life and try, like, he thinks Europeans are scumbags and dirtbags, and I'm not quoting him directly here, but I mean, we got into it kind of, we were arguing because he's over in Europe, and he thinks they have no work ethic and they don't know what the hell they're doing, and you have to work 10 hour days, push. I'm like, Drew, do you hear yeah. yourself? You got to fucking settle down, dude.
He is totally
you
wrong.
You don't enjoy it. Like, I
totally
have
wrong.
So much going on, but I know that I enjoy my day to day life
yeah.
more than he does, I think.
Totally wrong.
I slow down.
Hey, you know what?
Smoked them cigarettes.
I would rather live that life and not be rich.
Gotta go smoke cigarettes.
No, but I'd rather not have what we all are striving for that we think is important by all of us.
So many people
are
on the treadmill, and like that's the only thing they know how to do, and they're afraid to get off. And I'm constantly trying to learn how to do that.
Were you quoting Twilight Zone?
No. Oh, the push?
Yeah.
Yeah, with push. Yeah,
that's my favorite.
That was Twilight Zone. That's Willoughby, right?
Yeah.
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 Push! You got to push! Push! Push!
But no, I think he's totally wrong on that, because I think what leads to misery is doing a job you don't like, and if you're working 10, 12 hours a day and you're always trying to get ahead and always trying to get more and more and more, that's miserable.
And I'm not saying Drew necessarily, but I've seen a lot, and obviously not, he's married and you know his kids are in school, but and he's still married and he's happily married, but I've had a number of friends who work in the film industry who have lost their relationships because they're not around their fucking family.
Absolutely.
They're not around. We're not built to get up at 5 in the morning and leave for 14, 15 hour
no.
days. We're built to go out and hunt for like 3, 4 hours and come back to the tribe.
Yeah. No, first of all, that the life that I envisioned some people have in France and in Italy and other places.
He was so angry that they take a break.
I really don't know.
In between
how
lunch
can you be
dinner,
angry about that?
He saw it as lazy. I'd like to have him in here right now.
So when he's 80, sitting next to a dude that's 80 who enjoyed his life.
Tyler and I were talking about Drew earlier tonight. When he retires, he's either going to die that very next day, or Tyler brought up the point that
I brought up both points, actually.
All right, well, why don't you give that another point?
I said he was either going to have a retirement party and then die to sleep that night, or he'd become the best at being retired, and he would have like 1,000 hobbies, and we'd do all of them to the fullest. Mm-hmm.
That sounds more like it. What are you doing today? Sailing from 10 to 1, golf from 3 to 5, taking a class on crochet at 6:30.
All right, I think it's time to put this to bed. Should we go to the calls? I mean, like, I get the feeling that the calls just come on.
Yeah,
maybe Greg's on.
Are you on hold to be on hold, or you're bringing something here to the program here, caller?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, it's Katie.
Hello, Katie.
Hey.
How's that tattoo there, Katie?
It's doing good. I'm now officially old enough to get another one, so.
That's a very sly way of saying that you're legal.
Of no longer existing.
I like the idea of Katie having a child. For those of you who might not know, she has Mike Carano's autograph tattooed on her chest. How the actual autograph got there, we're not quite clear.
It's like it was like a stigmata. Compared.
Okay. So, I like the idea of her having a child and that baby just like, breastfeeding and staring at your name for hours and hours and hours.
Do you think they breastfeed for hours?
Well, I mean, over the course.
Oh. Yeah, Mike.
Days
suck
worth.
The nipple off. Did
days
you know
worth.
That?
So what's up,
and you have
Katie?
To get tweezers and get it out of their throat?
Mm-hmm.
She got the, Mike's, you're 16 when you got that tattoo?
Yeah, 16. Well,
hey, who did that, by the way?
At what point in did you regret it? Was it the next day? Did it take a few months?
I don't regret it.
Mm.
But who would tattoo a 16-year-old?
I was friends with some unsavory people.
No longer. My God. No longer friends with those?
No.
Were any of them named Greg?
When people say someone's unsavory, I always imagine that. Forget it. That was going nowhere, but because it's
cannibal
true.
Joke.
No, I always thought like savory would mean like they smelled and tasted good. Unsavory.
That's why they're desavory. Unsaved. Unsavory. All right.
Did you see the Pope leaving in his crazy expensive helicopter?
Yeah.
Just like in that Tom Hanks movie.
So what's up, Katie? You wanted to be on hold, or did you want to enlighten us with something? You usually bring something to the table. What's going on?
Happy birthday, by the way.
Jesus Christ, how do you know that?
She just said she's 18, okay. And she told me on Facebook.
You got to be literally grandchildren.
Literally.
How does it feel to know that you have someone's name tattooed on your chest who could literally be your grandparent and is now at the stage of their life where they're peeing themselves? How does that feel?
I don't know what to say.
Oh, Katie.
Hold on, I gotta check and see if I just peed myself.
Katie, I still have that hot sauce that you got us.
Mike, how much can we sell your soiled?
Thank you very much.
They're clean. They're spotless.
I have more presents for you guys.
Are they gonna burn our eyes? It's always ghost pepper related.
That ghost pepper. That I gotta tell you though, I still think about that candy.
Back and back for more, right?
And it seemed to taste good.
Yeah, there's something about it.
The S&M part of your brain is telling you, yeah, I guess more.
If we had it here right now and we all ate one, we'd regret it immediately again.
But then go back to the well.
And then keep rubbing your eyes with it, you weirdos.
How did we all do that?
Good talking to you, Katie. It's been a while.
Yeah, I hope you're cool, Katie.
I hope you're cool.
Yeah, I hope her life is cool.
I bet she's a boarder.
Are you a boarder, Katie?
What does that mean? Oh, like a snowboarder?
Snowboard or ski? Snowboarders. Yacht or helicopter?
Or boogie board.
Bouillon or diamonds?
I don't know.
It's going down all the rich paths.
Do you think any woman wants bouillon over diamonds?
I realize that snowboard or ski was very bougie question.
It's very different, though.
It is. Hey, you're a laugh disaster. How are you? I want to try snowboard.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Is this Greg?
This is not Greg.
I'll go skiing with you if you want to go skiing.
I definitely want to go skiing.
When?
I love the place that I stayed too. Even though Drew told me that the place that I went is only where dirt bags go.
What place?
And I'm like, Drew, I went there. He's like, yeah, I realized that after I said it.
What place was it?
Big Bear.
No, but what place did you stay in?
I'm not going to go. I want to keep it a secret.
Did you say at Black Mountain Lodge?
No, I did not state anything with Lodge in the name. Well, that's Lodge, it absolutely has Lodge in the name. Everything's named Lodge up there. Yeah.
The Black Mountain one is...
all right. I
might not be called Black Mountain.
Doesn't sound right. Hey, man, you're on the show.
Am I on the show?
You're on the After Disaster.
Awesome. Hey, guys, I called last week. I was the first guy that didn't sound exactly 100% there.
It's all of our callers.
Yeah. And I'm also, surprise, surprise, the guy that does the Photoshops for the After Disaster unofficially.
The? Because there's a bunch.
Well, do you remember the ones where it was the lemon party and all that?
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah, that was very good.
That was me. And I just sent Tyler a new one today over over Facebook.
Do you have Tourette's?
I don't have anything to talk about Photoshop-wise, but... am I the only one that thinks of the Beastie Boys every time you talk about Mike Diamond? Like, am I the only one?
Yeah, on that? Probably.
Yeah, because we call him Michael D. Mike D.
I'm
in the place to be.
Cool enough to call him Mike D, I guess.
Well, that was kind of his name. That's what they always called him.
Was that the saddest part of the Oscar tribute, the In Memoriam, when they showed him?
Oh, did they show him?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was bitching about something.
Yeah, you know why they probably showed him? For one sole reason is the fact that they did that movie where they gave everyone the cameras and the balls and threw them out in the audience. Wait.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Was that them?
I don't know. Well, thanks for doing all those. I really enjoyed the Lemon Party one.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm working on something actually really big right now that's actually more in the form of like
my cock.
I can't get to it because Mike Carano blocked me on Facebook. Facebook or something. It's going to be a while.
Guess that's where the buck stops.
If this is true, you're going to go to jail, buddy.
So is this just an elaborate ruse to get him to be your friend again on Facebook? Is that where we're going?
I don't know if it's a ruse. Well,
I don't know.
It's a ruse. It's trickery. Witchcraft.
But actually, I was actually reading up on something. Do you guys know about the podcast lawsuit going around?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not allowed to talk about it. It's like the only thing that it states in there is don't talk about it on your podcast. Oh. That's the only condition, apparently.
You guys are familiar with that Beastie Boys movie, right? Where they gave the audience cameras in beach balls. They thought it was going to be this great idea, and I think they released it. And so they just tossed them out in the audience, and you got to take the beach balls, and you could either hold them in your hand and focus whether you wanted to point or just throw them around. And they edited like all this ball footage. It's a concert, essentially.
It sounds
horrible.
Yeah.
And unwatchable.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like Moulin Rouge.
Only not nearly as organized.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I created on my Pandora a channel for Les Mis because I can't stop those songs from being in my head. And there's the weird thing, even if you don't like the songs, once they get stuck in your head, you automatically love them. There's something. Have you ever had a song stuck in your head that you don't
like? Can I tell you two things real fast?
What's that? What? What about whoa? What'd you say?
I tried to find the Les Mis disc for you tonight, and I ripped all the boxes apart trying to find it.
Oh, you did? You destroyed
it? I couldn't
things?
Find it. The other thing is,
Ty, come on.
The soundtrack for the movie is almost unlistenable to me.
Okay,
like outside of the movie,
okay.
You need to get like the original cast recording because it's big and it's got an orchestra. And it's how it was supposed to be.
Big booty bitches.
Big booty bitch. But yeah, I just find myself wandering around the house.
But does it have like the big recordings and stuff on that
on
channel?
On Pandora? Yeah, I'm hearing sorts of different
good.
Shit.
It's good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's hilarious.
I still have not heard the shopkeeper one or whatever it is that I'm obsessed with.
Master
of the house.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This is the best news I've ever heard on the show is Anderson's starting to get into Les Mis.
George.
We are going to have so much fun skiing together with our iPod synced.
Can you do the swoosh thing? Can you like sashay your ass, like your hips back and forth when you're skiing?
I don't know. I haven't done it since I was a kid.
We gotta go. Ty, you in? You can bring your homemade fucking waterlog thing.
Will you really go, Tyler?
Ty, you gotta come. We talked about you and Lorenzo quite a bit when we were up there about how much fun it would be if you guys could come with us.
Is that really your wife's name?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what we talk about most on the show? We talk about the show. You know what we talk about second?
What?
Things we're going to do that we're never going to do.
We should do this.
We're camping, podcast. Oh, my
we
God,
can
you guys.
We do it all at once.
We missed.
We can do it all at once.
Bahuka's closed, right?
It's got a week.
A week from like 2 weeks ago.
No, it was like March something. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Welcome to the program.
Greg, guys. How are you?
You Greg?
Me, Ollie.
Is this Greg?
No, it's Ollie.
Greg's not going to call. He has better things to do.
I thought he said Greg.
I set the world on fire. Tour is going to be.
I don't know what that was.
That was Alicia Keys. Let me hear some more, baby. That was a really. How did I say that?
This girl is on fire.
I saw her do that live at the Grammys. It was pretty unimpressive. Hey, Ollie, how are things?
Great, fantastic. How you guys?
Ollie likes to talk after the pyramid.
I called into the Juice podcast when Mike was on.
You did what? Oh, did you get through?
Yeah. I plugged the hell out of the show.
Oh, good,
was,
good.
Was I rude to you? Because I didn't mean to be. I'm sorry.
No, you're great. And,
except for the part where I walked out of the room when you were on the phone.
Yeah, that was it. You ran out of the room.
Hey, I heard something about Egypt and a fast food restaurant there, a KFC or something, where they got all, what is it, all deaf people that work there?
Yeah.
Do you think Egypt is so condensed that he knows everything that's happening?
No, but if you
locations.
What's that now?
At one of the franchises, they decided to make, just to make it a deaf restaurant. All deaf workers.
It's all the people that work there are deaf. That's really cool.
Yep.
I want to go in there and just scream and be an asshole.
It's a KFC.
It's a KFC.
Maybe that's the one they're slaughtering the chickens in.
I think they slaughter the chickens in all the KFCs there, Mikey. This is not the version, but hey, it's got the same rhythm.
I don't know. What version do you like?
Oh, Anderson, I have a movie for you.
We don't do movies on the After Disaster. It's my break. I don't have to think about movies for a minute. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. I do believe he's calling from Egypt because of the fucking 3-second delay. What is it, Ali?
I'm totally blanking on the name.
Never heard of that.
I brought this up on this show before, and I may have just told you in private as well. But I like Killing Flies.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, me too.
Loved it.
Me too.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. We're all pieces of shit. The sooner you learn that, the better off you are.
But you know what I like about that guy? And this sort of ties into the earlier conversation,
he's
even though it wasn't related. No, but it's what we're talking about. That guy enjoys his life.
Yeah, for sure. And well, he knows. He knows what it is. You know, I got to,
this is not a good version of this song. The ones from the movies are not good.
It's got the same tempo. It's all right. Here's what's been going. I don't know if I said this on the show, but like
same tempo?
Yeah. That's all I need.
That clickety-clackety noise my tire makes has the same tempo as Hell's Bells, so it's awesome.
I think a lot of people might do this, and I think I might be on something here that might be unique, and maybe somebody's already written numerous books on it or something, but I think that if we all just stopped for a minute, we should have almost spent more time on this, because this is actually, we could talk an entire show, especially if Ty wasn't here. I could see just you and I going down this road. Nothing against you, Ty. I just don't think you stand for it. I don't think you stand for it, because you got God and Jesus. Okay, we don't. I think that if you actually were to stop, and every now and again I do, and you think about what's actually going on, that we're all on this rock and we have no idea what we're doing here, and we're all going to die for sure, and God knows what's in front of us, and we have no control over it, and who knows what happens after we die, and all, if you actually let that sink in, it's so horrific that you can't even stomach it. You can't continue to move forward if you have that in your head. So in my head, I believe that on some level I'm immortal, and I think that my clock, my internal clock, has me going to 200, and that's why I take my time with getting to where I'm going. And I'm starting to get some panic now. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to freak out and realize, hey, I don't have another 160 years
in
me.
Me too. All the time.
If I want to do any of these goddamn things.
Years.
All the time.
And I think that's a mechanism in my head that's denying reality. That is, I'm going to die. And in doing so, I'm denying myself what I want to do with this life. So it's kind of...
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's
fucking me. Well, I'll tell you, I'm taking baby steps. And I am moving forward. Because normally I'll wake up. I have certain things I'd like to do that would make myself feel better or make my day better. And I get so stressed out over little jobs. And I make them priority, and it goes on day after day. And today was one of those days.
Yeah.
I had a couple of things that had to
be
shipped.
You got to get out of that. That's like a rut. You got to get out of it.
Well, most importantly today, what I wanted to do is I wanted to make some juice. That's a big plan. But I wanted to hike.
My sister, it's got a juicer. I got it now. It's in my house.
I wanted to go hiking.
I'm going to start juicing. That's what I'm
good. Good. Get some exercise, and I wanted to do a couple little things. But then all of a sudden, I realized I have to be out of that apartment by today. So I panicked. And then I finally remembered some advice someone gave me, and they said, always put yourself first.
Was it Greg?
Nope, but someone goes, always put yourself first and always pay yourself first. So I went, you know what?
So immediately you went to the bathroom and masturbated.
You know what? That's funny because I did, because I got excited. I didn't go to the bathroom either. I just did in the living room. I made sure the blinds were closed. And I did in the living room.
I don't want to visit.
Wait, I can't tell if he's joking.
I think
where my computer is right now.
I think he's being serious.
I'm being totally serious.
Yeah. On the couch?
No. I save
standing?
I save that for shit sports. Just kidding.
What the fuck?
No, I don't know.
Mike Carano becomes Mike Catherwood sometimes. It's really bizarre.
No, but I, you know what? It was a sacrifice, but I went to my office, started some stuff, brought something to FedEx, and then I went to Runyon and hiked. And then I went back and packed my apartment until the worst possible time, 5:15, and then I got on the road to drive over Cold War. Granted, that took an hour.
You're just staying busy.
No, but it was such a satisfying feeling that I didn't rush to my office, rush to the apartment, and rush to get home, only to be home at 4 instead of 6:50. You know what I mean? And I wouldn't have gotten exercise. I would have felt the day was a waste. And instead, I got to take 35 or 45 minutes off and take a hike. And it made my day more worthwhile. Because I didn't give myself a heart attack over bullshit, which I do all day, every day, all the time.
Right. If you let yourself. You don't have to let yourself.
I know. Stop letting myself. That's what I'm saying is that this today was
a step. My garden is fucked because I don't take the time in the day to go to Home Depot and figure out. Actually, I already tried, but they couldn't help me. I haven't figured out exactly where to buy the stuff to kill the grubs. So my garden's just fucked. But you know what? It's not taking priority because I have more important things to do.
Mm-hmm. You need to. It's
great having one thing. I woke up every morning and I just worked on that goddamn script. And I just did it until it was done. And
maybe
now,
you need to reprioritize what's more important.
That's what I'm doing. That's
just
exactly
write the
what's
sequel.
Happening. No, I'm writing
Skunk
something.
Skunk Skulls again.
I'm writing something completely
Skunk
different.
Skuller.
You guys, you fuckers, you're very offended. I'm very offended and hurt that you didn't ask for a copy. Even if you're not going to read it, just
I do
want to
read it.
Mm-hmm. I thought you
call asking.
I just sort of assumed. Mm-hmm. Wait, now we already discussed this before.
Hurt. I'm very sensitive this week apparently. Mad at Drew. Mad at you guys. It's because I realize I'm not going to live to 200. I got to let my grievances out now.
Let the airing of grievances be.
If we could just buy an extra 25 years, that would be cool.
Oh, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like an app. You can.
When you think about it, though, when you just stop, and like even horrible situations, it's like, you know, it depends on your depression level and your serotonin. I know there's a lot of chemistry involved in it as well, but it's like, it's pretty sweet. It's life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a gift.
It's absolutely.
Nice. I enjoy most all moments.
I'm not going to go as far as saying it's a gift.
No, I was doing that just for the sake of doing that, but I don't know what to say now that I'm not allowed to say gay anymore, so. I was doing that just to.
What your next call was? It's gay.
Well, I was saying it's a gift to.
Yeah.
What the old Anderson would have said, just to be gay.
But how do you make that sink in and enjoy all every day?
Every single day, just make it a point.
Well, today was that was my purpose for mentioning that. Instead of waking up and being in a complete panic and my day being ruined because of the fact that I had to go get that apartment empty,
right.
I had to go to my office, I had to go to FedEx. Instead, I made time to go for a hike, which made my day much, much better. And I felt better about it. It just put me behind on schedule, but otherwise I would have been home just to get out of traffic and had nothing to do and be angry with myself.
And you just rushed to hurry up to do nothing.
I rushed to get hurry home. Up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, I got to go to bed. And what I mean by that is I have to race home and watch a hockey game.
You got it.
Because I won't be that means I won't be able to go to sleep till 6.
Take it.
6 a.m.
Yeah, I got to get up early. What time are you getting up? 7:30 again?
Ty.
It's too dark. I can't tell if you're.
Ty doesn't like the dark show. We won't do the dark show again. We know you're racist.
It hurts my eyes.
You know what?
Know
it would be good if he was in this room.
And that's just his ploy and getting you not to do sound
hey,
effects.
You guys, how about this? Next time we do a dark show without video, let's trick the listeners into thinking we're all laying side by side in sleeping bags.
What? We could trick them into thinking that we're doing anything, and that's what you come up with? Sleeping bags?
I think it'll be fun for people to think we're laying in the dark in sleeping bags.
You could just do it.
What? I'm not doing it. I'm married.
I understand the
I didn't say we're
going to
sandwich.
We're going to
pretend. We're going to lay in sleeping bags.
This is the part of the show where you turn on.
This is definitely when. This is how definitely we get new listeners. You got to hear this podcast, man.
They're in sleeping
bags. These guys
bags.
In the dark in sleeping bags.
Dude, next week they're in a sauna. They're in some
still
kind of nightclub.
Sleeping bags.
Dude, they're doing the show from the San Francisco Jacks.
What if we get so addicted to sleeping bags we just cut holes for our arms and legs and we just become dirty sleeping bags?
We need to go and at least just inner tube, guys.
It's like
that's
a suit.
All we wear.
It's like a
it's
suit.
Dirty sleeping bags.
Tyler, you didn't like my inner tube video where I thought I bailed hard and like flipped around and you didn't enjoy that?
I don't know. I think I was busy when I got it. So
you're
I was
a
like,
dick.
What is this? You know, I just saw your dumb face. And
wow.
Some snow at night, and then that was it.
You're a real asshole.
Maybe if you'd find it, I would have enjoyed it.
I liked it. Hey,
thank you, Mike.
You guys want to know my old apartment?
Sent me a text back saying that he loved it. You did. Tyler, nothing. Rude.
You want to know what my old apartment has in it right now? Very few items, but in the middle of my living room floor, one candy cane sitting there.
Was it like a trap for Stomping?
What's that? It was my Disneyland candy cane. I still haven't eaten it. I didn't want to move it because it's fragile. So it's still sitting there, and I put it in the middle of the floor so I don't forget it. Because I'm going back tonight to get some more shit.
Tonight's the night that I should go and see it.
Hey.
Can I come?
Of course.
Okay, let's do it. Let's go.
Hey, what is... I know I have to be out tonight, the 28th, which is yesterday, actually. But what do you think the consequences are going to be for me still going in tomorrow and Saturday to get more shit out?
It'll be fine. They won't care. I don't know. I don't know your apartment manager. I don't know how like slick they are and like how they're going to have like appointments to have people see it. If they're at full capacity.
They can't.
I have no idea how to answer that.
I saw the maintenance guy today, and he goes, "When are you going to be out of here?" And I went, "Today." You know, just thinking he has the rule book, or he knows what the rules are, and he goes, "Well, take your time, because I got four other... Oh, how about this?"
Here's your answer.
Because I have four other units that I have to clean who just moved out, and I went, "Oh, yeah, and he's 103, 105, 107, or three other units, and mine, all on the first floor."
Oh, I thought you were going to say Stompy moved out, too.
Because
when I was going through my hell... My Stompy with the little three-year-old girl Stompy above me, they moved out 2 weeks before we did.
It's two U-Hauls at the same time.
Yeah. And I ended up helping the woman move. And I hated her, and she hated me, but our landlord came between us and tried to like be at a peace summit. He's like, "Anderson, will you come help this woman? She's pregnant." I'm like, "I know she's pregnant. I can hear her fat feet. Pregnant." I gotta go.
She's pregnant. What kind of excuse? That's her fault. Right? No, it freaks me out, though.
Hey, I understand. This is Greg. I'm friends with Mike. I just wanted to explain that I really think that you're being a real asshole to him the other night on the show. Hey, I understand.